Well, good morning. As I said at the beginning of the service, this is Commitment Sunday, when we, after a couple of weeks of asking, I think, important questions about who we are, what we're doing, and what do we do with what God has given us, we make the commitments for next year. That doesn't just include money, although that is a part of it, because it also includes the skills and talents and time that God has given you. At the outset, a couple of house cleaning things. In just a minute, I'm going to ask the ushers to just quickly walk up and down the aisle. And if you are like me and forgot to bring your commitment form, but remember the information, just raise your hand. We're all sinners here. It's all good. And they'll provide you with one. You also have the opportunity, if you would rather do it, to just mail it in or send it to the church office. As always, there is a money component to this, and this is not a fundraiser, this is not a capital campaign or anything like that. This is not binding in any way. It's not like the amount that you put will not be recorded. It will be seen once by one person who probably has a crazy top secret clearance anyway, and then I think it just goes into, goes into his garage. But it's important to do this as a community. For a couple of reasons. One, it's always good to ask, who are we and what are we doing here and why? And secondly, it's good to think about your resources as tools to fulfill what God has put before you. Jesus, when he said, wherever your heart is, wherever your treasure is, there is your heart also. One of the wisest insights into the human heart that Jesus said, and that's saying, a lot. Because that is the reality. Like, the things that we treasure are or tend to be the things that we worship, to put it one very pointed way. And so after the message, and there's a video which I'll mention in a minute, I'll invite you forward and you'll place those in our liturgical box here. If you have questions, feel free to ask. But if we could get the ushers to just come down as I'm saying a few words. As a preacher, I've got to say a few words, but the ushers are right there in the middle. So, when we began this lead-up to Commitment Sunday, I had had some ideas about what we were going to do, and we still did some of that. We had some prayer cards, which gave us, at the end of each service, which gave us an opportunity and sit and think about the things that we could pray for and about, but also things that we can just be grateful for, which I think is a very important part of prayer. If prayer is just asking God for things, then prayer has been misunderstood. It's as much an opportunity to praise and worship, but also to practice gratitude for the things that God has given us. And the fact that we are here in a relatively suburban environment in the city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, means that we are some of the wealthiest people that ever have lived. Just period. And so it's important to take a step back and do that. But we had all those ideas in mind, and then the world caught fire for like the ninth time this year. And as I was thinking ahead and preparing for the next couple of weeks, a different question bubbled up that I think is very closely related to Commitments Sunday and the things that we're talking about, but it is slightly distinct. And that question is, what do we do when it feels like the world around us is right on the verge of collapse? Now, I'm saying that with some exaggeration. I know we have some people, shall we say, here of many generations, if that makes sense, who have seen the world take some pretty rough turns. And by that, I don't mean that, oh, this time it's the worst it's ever been, when in reality it's probably just as bad as it has been in the past at various times. That said, it does feel like an inflection point. And whatever your opinions on all of that, because I'm sure there are many, the question remains, what do we do as Christ Lutheran Church and School in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 2026 do for the sake of the kingdom of God? Because the wild, chaotic mess that is the world right now, or at least that's how it feels, is probably not under our direct control. For the most part, unless there's somebody here that I do not know. And we kind of settled on the idea early on, the first week of Commitment Sunday, and then we've sort of been carrying that through, is we do what the church has always done. We love our neighbor. The most important thing that we can do in a world of chaos and uncertainty and terrifying consequences is we can choose to follow the words of Jesus, which is, love our neighbor as though they were ourselves. That's it. And that's very simple to say. It's much harder when your neighbor is that guy. Or that guy. I got to be very careful not to point this way. Just like I'm not meaning to call anybody out. Right there, yeah. Former president, he can't touch me now. Yeah. But it's natural for us as human beings who tend to be very tribal anyway to want to put qualifiers on that and say, well, what about if, or what if they blank? What about those people who belong to or those people think blank? It doesn't matter. They're still our neighbor. And Jesus very specifically reorients the question of who is my neighbor to be who can I be a neighbor to? That's a very different question, and it's a very important inverse there. And so as we look to today, we have only like three verses in our gospel reading, and as the image implies, it is from a very important and interesting story where Jesus heals a man who had been born blind. And what really captured me is that, and you can go back and read this, and I would encourage you to do so, is that in that whole process, it seems very clear that Jesus knew long before he did that this guy who had been born blind is going to serve a very important purpose in demonstrating who Jesus is. His disciples had asked him about questions of what we might call superstition, where like, well, did his parents do something terrible to cause him to be born blind and all of that? And Jesus said, no. He has a purpose. And if I could paraphrase that and put words in Jesus' mouth, which is not always a safe thing to do, those words would be, just wait and see. There's a pun there. That said, with the very short three-ish verse reading that we have, I zeroed in on that because I realized, well, that's the goal. This guy was blind, and Jesus healed him as he went and washed his face in the pool of Siloam, and he didn't know who it actually was that healed him, which is why in our reading he says, yeah, who was that guy? He wasn't being silly. He couldn't see at the time. And then Jesus revealed, well, it's me. There's something very subtle happening there as we talk about what it means to love our neighbor. Because how powerful would it be, or how powerful is it, when somebody finds that there is a group or a community of people that actually care about them and love them enough to help them out, to reach out, to help out, to minister to, in whatever ways that may look like, and then to only to have them turn around and go, who are you people? Why would you do this? That is when you are serving others in the name of Jesus without qualifications, without it being a power play or manipulation or anything like that, but simply because you love Jesus and therefore you love other people. Now, to that effect, we've got, today's kind of a special day other than just Commitment Sunday. It's the 10th anniversary of Christ Lutheran's commitment to and involvement in Stephen Ministry and the Stephen Ministry program.
Yeah.
And to celebrate, I'm told there's cake. And I was told the maker of the cake, which is supposedly really good, but I can't remember the name.
ABC.
That's sad that I couldn't remember my ABCs. Oh, man. Am I turning red? Yeah, well, it's like, oh, come on. Anyway, what a great example. I mean, the whole premise of Stephen Ministry is that you get a group of people.
I'm Al Koshman.
Oh, not yet, not yet. There's Al. We'll hear from Al in a minute. Where was I? Oh yeah, Stephen Ministry is a great example of what this might mean. You have a group of people who go through training to learn how to listen well. And that is, believe it or not, shockingly difficult. To listen well is truly a skill that few, if any, are actually born with. And then to use those skills to turn around and say, who needs to talk? And our Stephen Ministry, Stephen Ministry serves people both within our congregation and outside of our congregation simply because they love Jesus, and this is a way that they can love their neighbor in His name. That's it. It's simple to say, it's really hard to put in practice. So of course, I can see a bunch of Stephen ministers here. They've got their name tags. Go and find them and thank them for what they've done. And if you want to be involved, please talk to them, because I know they're looking. And then secondly, as we're moving into our time of commitment, it seemed fitting at the last church council to use this also as an opportunity to just explain what we do around here. I mean, the day-to-day operations of a church and school tend to be chaotic, if I may say that. I don't think anyone would disagree. Each day is different. Sometimes it feels like a slog fest. Sometimes the day goes by in a blink. And but this isn't just about like what the staff do, because there's everyday staff, full-time staff, doing ministry things, and then we have a whole bunch of council or boards that are oversee different aspects of our ministry. And some of those things may seem very small but have a big impact, and some of them seem very big and have a big impact. But the reality is, the day-to-day, like who the council is and what these different boards do is probably a bit of a mystery to many of us. And so, with that in mind, at the recommendation of the council, I met with a good chunk of the board chairs and aimed two cameras and a condenser mic at them and said, talk. I was nicer than that, but, and they did. They talked a little bit about who they are, what they do as a board, how they see what they do as part of our broader church ministry. And this is really important stuff, because on the one hand, it's good for you to just know, so you know what resources are available, but also when you make a commitment to give money, it's probably a good idea to know where that goes. And I mean, I'm proud to say that our church and school runs pretty lean. There is not a lot of fluff here. Our margins are razor thin, as you would hope any ministry would be, because then you're actually doing stuff. So first off, ahead of time, before the video is put up, which will be in just a moment, I want to thank you for all the board chairs and for Kim, who stood in for one, for being willing and having the vulnerability to sit in front of a couple of cameras and talk, that is way harder than you might think. If you think it's easy, I've got news for you. And then to allow me to edit it up and throw it up in front of everybody, that's important. That's hard. So thank you guys for being involved. So we will basically round out our time with me talking with a few words from our board chairs.
I'm Al Koshman. I'm chairman of the Board of Stewardship. The Board of Stewardship is primarily responsible for helping, encouraging, nudging the congregation to use their talents, treasures, and time to glorify God and further His kingdom here in Albuquerque and the world. Part of it is what we're doing right now with this Commitment Sunday and this time we take every year to take a look at our at who we are and our time and our talents and how can we best serve God using them and encouraging the congregation to make a written commitment to that effort. I wanted to just commend the congregation is in their support for God Cares About You. I'm chairman of the board of God Cares About You. The mission is thriving because of you, because of other churches in the area. Last year we served 25,000 meals. We reach out to a number of people. We're transforming lives. We're changing lives, all because of the fact that Christ Lutheran is here and the amazing support that Christ Lutheran provides administratively and through donations and through all your volunteer efforts. I think we've got, first and foremost, I think we've got a great leadership team with the council. We've got four new people with great ideas and great perspective and great energy to lead the congregation. I think we've got great leadership within our staff. We've got great facilities, great location. Our school is a great mission field that we can reach out into that God has given us. So I'm optimistic about moving forward in some very challenging times. For decades, the church has always been filled up with young people and young families, and across the country, we're not seeing that happening. And that's our challenge, is to how do we reach out into that community. We have a great opportunity with our school. I see some great things happening with our fellowship meals, where we've got just a ton of kids and school families attending those meals. So I think we're making great progress. We're moving forward. We just got to keep the momentum going forward. The talent show is a great example. I think there were like 13 acts, and I think 11 of them were from the school. A great participation from the school. So we just got to make sure we continue that momentum. And part of what we're looking at with this commitment time and looking at our resources is how do we reach out? How do we pass on a legacy to the next generation of service? I think we need to be praying about wisdom and how do we best move forward? How do we best utilize the mission field that the school is for us? How do we best utilize the location and the facilities that we have? And I think we're also in need of, and the Board of Stewardship is in need of, some young people with some fresh perspective and some new ideas. And I think that the challenge is to engage in those new ideas and those new perspectives and see where God is leading us.
I'm Eunice Haft, and I represent the Board of Human Care. Human Care does a lot of care of humans. So we give a complete Thanksgiving dinner to 40 people. In the community. We also take care of our people in that we write notes every couple months to our homebound or our people who are having challenges of some sort, saying, we're thinking about you, we're praying for you, and we hope things get better for you. And please remember that Jesus is with you. We also gather sometimes sweatshirts at Christmas or socks for God Cares About You. We do that kind of social work here.
Hi, guys. I'm Sarah Nixon. I am the fourth grade teacher here at Christ Lutheran. I'm also the head of the Mission and Outreach Board. Historically, what our board has done has been kind of helping with God Cares About You, and then we've also fund the Helgies and the Matskys mission. At the time that God Cares About You started operating independently, at that time, the mission board as it was kind of needed other things to start looking toward. And so we're in the process right now of trying to figure out what, where we need to be and what we need to be doing. So that's what you're doing right now.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Rasmussen, and I am the principal of Christ Lutheran School and the preschool director as well. And I'm standing in for Bill Vering, our chairman of the Board of Education today. He couldn't be here. Currently, we're working on accreditation. Every 5 years, we have to go through that, and it's a huge process where we look at everything we do, and we try to improve. We find out what we're good at, and we find out the things that we need to be better at. I'm looking forward to another year next year with some changes. We're having 7th and 8th grade combined and 5th and 6th grade combined and getting our classes a little bit bigger, so I think the children will enjoy having a little bit bigger classes. The gala was successful. I think everyone had a great time. We had a wonderful guest speaker. And I believe that we raised a little bit more than we did last year. Last year was about 79,000, and I think this year it's gonna hit 80 plus. Our challenges this year have been, of course, always just wanting more kids to come to Christ Lutheran. We continue to strive to get more students, more families involved so that we can share the gospel with them. That's our goal for next year as well, that we just continue to do God's work, and He sends more families for us to engage with. One of the highlights of this year was our Christmas program. We had 2 kindergartners baptized, and it was just a wonderful addition to the program, and that's how we count success. I guess I would just say thank you so much for your support. I know that the school is an outreach of Christ Lutheran Church, and we absolutely love that our congregation is so involved and so supportive of all the teachers and the students and their parents and the staff. So thank you.
Well, I'm Kelly Gretzner, and I'm chair of the Board of Fellowship. We're a board that doesn't meet so much as we work. We rarely have meetings. We supply the kitchen. We keep the kitchen in working order. We also put on special events during the year. We organize the church picnic. Christmas caroling is something that we also organize every year in December. We visit people who are shut-ins or who are living in assisted living, and we get a group together and we go and we Christmas carol, we sing to them, and that's always a lot of fun. We also do the Ladies Luau, which we just had a couple of weeks ago here. And this year we served over 200 people between the Ladies Luau and the Men's Meet. What is it? The culmination of Lutheran Schools Week. And so all of the school kids come and sing in church that Sunday. And so after that, they all come out and we hand all the kids hot dogs and hamburgers and whatever, and their parents stick around and they eat meat, or they come in and they make sandwiches and they have desserts and they sit and they talk, and it's a great time. We had a wonderful time. The day before Easter, we meet here and we fill about 300 eggs with candies and stickers and little gifts for kids. I mean, if you like to organize parties, if you like to go shopping at Costco and Sam's Club especially, this is really the board for you.
My name is Melissa Hoffman, and I am the youth board chair here at Christ Lutheran Church. When I went to best practices this last week, they talked about mental health being a big challenge for youth right now. It was one of the big focuses. Elizabeth has gotten a program for mental health that focuses on a Bible study that we do on Sunday mornings, and it's gotten positive feedback from the kids. One of the other things that we're excited about is the community that we're building with our youth, is particularly our 2 o'clock youth group. They ask really good questions. They ask thoughtful questions. They have good community together. And they are beginning to do things outside of youth group together. One of the things that we're most excited about is the increase in family participation, particularly in the fellowship meals, and to capitalize on that, Elizabeth has started the second Wednesday of every month on the fellowship meal. She'll be having a craft that she will have 1st through 5th graders participate in, and any of the older youth, 6 through 12, can help lead that. We're excited to see how that continues to build that bridge between the school and the church. This next year, we're really looking forward on building our youth and partnering with the school and being able to do fun events that builds community within our youth. This summer, we are going to have two different large youth events that the youth can participate in, that we will need congregation volunteers for this. The second thing that we are going to do is have a overnight retreat for the youth that in July that they can participate in.
I'm Marty Rasmussen. I am the chairman of the Board of Lay Ministry here at Christ Lutheran Church and School. We're visible on Sunday mornings, obviously, and one of our roles is to support Pastor in a couple facets, both with supporting Pastor during the congregation worship service and also to support Pastor in his ministry with ministering to the congregation at large. So we have a number of lay ministers that are assigned a list of congregation members that will be their responsibility to check on and to communicate with, and also to pass on information to Pastor. If Pastor is called upon to respond to someone in need in the hospital or at home with illness or a death in the family, if he's not available, we will go in his stead. And if he is available, there's times when we go with him just to be assistance to him in those times. I would say we're looking forward to more lay ministers that can help us. That's more is always better than less, and looking to the growth and the future of our congregation being a strong entity where people can come and feel welcomed, where they can feel connected here in our church and community, and that we're a blessing to those around us.
Thank you again to those who are involved in creating this. It's obviously kind of a huge undertaking. Hopefully you saw a nice cross-section of life and ministry here in the Christ Lutheran community. The exciting thing also is that this is not all-encompassing. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on that we simply just don't have time to explain. But the year in review or rethinking where we've come from and now then what this next year is going to look like has consistently been encouraging during my time here at least. And so I'm excited to see what God continues to do in and through us as we try to love our neighbor even when it feels like the world is falling apart around us. So at this time, I would like to invite you forward, and we have our usual liturgical box. I know that the color is different. That's okay. Change is okay. We face change in a changing world full of the love of Jesus. So I'd invite you forward and lay your commitments at the feet of Jesus.